Summary of Doesn't Hurt to Ask by Trey Gowdy. The four most effective persuaders listen the maximum amount as they talk. The four most effective persuaders ask as many questions as they answer. Asking questions within the right way and at the proper time could convince be the four most effective tool you've got. I left the courtroom because the questions were better than the answers. I left Congress because the questions never matter in politics. Almost everyone in Washington, D.C., already has his or her mind made up. I don't recall one person's mind ever being changed during a committee or floor debate during the 8 years I used to be in Congress. At the purpose, when you're attempting to influence somebody regarding something, you almost certainly regularly take the course of expressing current realities, contentions, and conclusions that verify your conviction. Yet, the Creator knows a superior way. In his work as an examiner, and later as a representative, he found a significantly more integral asset of persuasion: posing inquiries. Posing the right inquiries doesn't simply add court or Congress. It's an expertise which will serve us all, no matter whether it's within the meeting room, at school, or during a family Thanksgiving supper. By deciding the way to prod others toward you, you'll build your pugnacious force in just about every region of your private and expert life. Regardless of whether you're attempting to influence somebody to offer you a task, an advance, or another opportunity, this outline will show you ways to tackle the force of inquiries. At the purpose, when you're attempting to influence somebody regarding something, you almost certainly regularly take the course of expressing current realities, contentions, and conclusions that verify your conviction. Yet, the Creator knows a superior way. In his work as an examiner, and later as a representative, he found a significantly more integral asset of persuasion: posing inquiries. Posing the right inquiries doesn't simply add court or Congress. It's an expertise which will serve us all, no matter whether it's within the meeting room, at school, or during a family Thanksgiving supper. By deciding the way to prod others toward you, you'll build your pugnacious force in just about every region of your private and expert life. Regardless of whether you're attempting to influence somebody to offer you a task, an advance, or another opportunity, this outline will show you ways to tackle the force of inquiries. In these parts, you'll learn why a moronic inquiry is superior to a dumb answer, how you'll transform any senseless contention into an active discourse on opportunity and equity, and why you need to periodically beat a dead pony. Lesson number 1: persuasion is inconspicuous craftsmanship, and questions are its most noteworthy devices. Is it true that you simply are prepared to start winning each contention you at any point have? Is it accurate to mention that you are prepared to granulate your adversaries into the bottom together with your discussing abilities? At that time, this synopsis isn't for you. Persuasion isn't tied in with demolishing your adversaries. It's tied in with tuning into them, speaking with them, and pushing for your convictions convincingly. Consider everything. How often have you ever altered your perspective since somebody continued assaulting you with their suppositions? Questions function admirably because they put the eye on your discussion accomplice and bump them the right way without causing them to reply protectively. The Creator cares this firsthand. He just got into law after a companion's mother asked him tons of truly extraordinary inquiries. What is persuasion? Persuasion isn't about winning arguments, it's about effectively and efficiently advocating for what it's you think to be true. Persuasion is about understanding what people believe and why they believe it, and using that to either debunk or confirm their position. Persuasion is subtle, incremental, and deliberate. It's the potential to be life-changing. Getting someone to try to do something they weren't planning on doing. Convincing someone to shop for into something they never knew they were trying to find. That's persuasion. The Creator had consistently intended to take care of development sources of income with a companion when he'd completed Lyceum. At some point, however, his companion's mother got on the theme. She asked him, "What are you getting to do immediately, Nectar?" After he replied, she asked a subsequent inquiry. And afterward another. What's more, another. Before the finish of the meeting, he had concluded that he needed to show into a legal counselor. His companion's mom didn't offer a solitary evaluative expression to convince him, she just let him convince himself. That's the force of posing inquiries. Presently, how about we make one thing clear before you begin? There's such a fantastic marvel as an idiotic inquiry. Once during a burglary preliminary, the creator's observer announced that the suspect had a blue sack in his grasp. The creator quickly shot a subsequent inquiry, "All right, what tone was the blue pack?" The giggling that followed within the court need to be confirmation enough that dumb inquiries do exist. All things considered, any moronic inquiry is superior to an idiotic attestation. Envision somebody asking you, "Who composed Hamlet?" That question uncovers an enormous information hole. Lesson number 2, know your target, your realities, and your jury. In a legal dispute, the investigator must persuade the jury to only about 100%. If there's even a tad of uncertainty about the litigant's blame, there likely won't be a conviction. In actuality, however, it's almost difficult to influence somebody unquestionably, which is especially evident with regards to points like legislative issues, business technique, or family esteems, which very often include feelings and price decisions. Genuine persuasion is more about tenderly drawing your discussion accomplice nearer toward your convictions. For that to occur, you would like to understand where you're going, the way to arrive, and the way to require them with you. Before you start contending with individuals, you would like to know what it's you're attempting to accomplish together with your contention. Persuading somebody 100%, as we've seen, isn't normally a practical target. However, persuading individuals 30 to 50% may be a sensible line. At 30 to 50%, your rival has begun to see your point and is as of now testing his very own portion convictions. Now, as an example, your mate may have recognized that you simply accomplish a bigger number of errands than him. But somebody may have consented to place a touch hole in your beginning up. The more quantifiable you create your unbiased, the simpler it'll be to style out your contention. So make sure you know precisely the thing you're attempting to accomplish. If you would like to utilize inquiries to return to a meaningful conclusion, they ought to be founded on realities, considerably like another contention. This suggests you'll got to accumulate proof that bolsters your point. With the online and a basic brain available to you, this shouldn't be an over-the-top issue. Your weight of confirmation will depend on how grand your goal is. Getting somebody to place $10,000 in your business, as an example, requires more certainty-based contentions than getting them to contribute $100. Concerning how you present your contention, which will depend on your jury, no matter whether that's 12 individuals on a court seat, tons of collaborators, or a relative. Questions can assist you with understanding what they accept and why they trust it, and the way you'll best discuss it. They can likewise assist you check whether your jury is out there to be convinced by any means. An easy "are you hospitable" catching wind of this can prevent an excellent deal of squandered breath. Lesson number 3, various kinds of inquiries at various circumstances. The creator once aroused during a live TV meet with President Trump on the topic of decency in legislative issues. He may need begun by basically expressing his assessment on the present issue. Be that because it may, all things being equal, he asked, "For what reason is our equity framework more regarded than our political framework?" Without expressing his assessment, by an enormous, the creator made a correlation between the two frameworks. What's more, he found out the president on how to examining why that's, albeit the creator had his assessment thereon as well. The creator had picked the right inquiry at the right time. For the foremost part, talking, there are two major classifications of inquiries. Within the first place, we've softball questions. Softball questions are simple inquiries that provide your partner tons of space to reply and commonly don't target coming to a meaningful conclusion. They are non-driving, which suggests they incorporate words like who, what, and while, permitting the addressed individual to manage the bearing of their answer. A real illustration of a non-driving, softball question is, all altogether, lead representative, what propelled you to pursue position? Eventually, however, you'll got to pose more diligently inquiries that assist you with affirming your point or to lay down and negate your adversary's point. This is often the place where hardball addresses are available. These are driving inquiries that emphasize the particular inquiry as against the acceptable response. Believe the inquiry, "Didn't I counsel you to require out the rubbish today?" The particular inquiry as of now infers the acceptable response is yes. Most inquiries are either hard or softball. However, another inquiry is in classification everything of its own. That's the difficulty. Why? Why can make an enormous difference? Simply consider if you asked somebody for what reason they murdered their spouse. How might you respond on the off chance that they said, because he was manhandling our kids? Consider the likelihood that each one things being equal, they said, because he was wheezing. The thing that matters is stupendous. Lesson number 4, to be persuading, be genuine. The creator was once confessed that the key to being an efficient litigator is deciding the way to counterfeit genuineness. Presently, that's somewhat of a mystery. You can't counterfeit being earnest. Yet, you'll draw on genuine feelings which will cause you to seem to be more certifiable, sound, and agreeable to your crowd. Showing earnestness is sort of difficult. Fortunately, there are some basic dos and a few of important don'ts which will manage you on the way. The principle off-limits with regards to earnestness is affronted. Consider the large picture. How regularly have you ever come around to somebody's side after they offended you? All put-downs accomplish is making the other side protective and forceful, and making you appear to be trivial and shaky. The second genuineness executioner is deception. Holding your adversary to an unexpected norm as compared to your own will call the moral premise of your contention into question. However, the third truthfulness executioner is by a good margin the foremost exceedingly terrible, lying. An excellent many of us will excuse an innocent mix-up. In any case, they're going to not excuse somebody who purposefully turns current realities to deceive them. Also, whenever you've lost the trust of your crowd, you've lost your contention. What might be said about the dose of genuineness? To win your crowd's trust, you need to show that you're truly energetic about your convictions. Certified feelings are so significant because they show your crowd that you truly care. So attempt to get passionate about the fact you're attempting to get across. At times, this will be simple. In case you're attempting to convict a man who killed a kid, for instance, you'll presumably be loaded with profound feelings. In any case, how can it work for more ordinary issues, such as getting your children to arrive for supper as expected? What you'll have to do is track down a greater rule to get energetic about. On account of supper time, you could cause your children to comprehend that the issue isn't actually about them missing dinner or two, it's about them not regarding your time and your common time as a family. If you can hook on to a higher ideal, similar to family esteems, decency, or equity, you can get genuinely energetic about the littlest of issues. Lesson number 5, denounce a contention by scrutinizing somebody's realities, rationale, or character. You've quite recently found out about the three primary enemies of earnestness and validity: abuses, affectation, and lying. In case you're not cautious, they can without much of a stretch annihilate your contention. Yet, if you realize how to utilize believability executioners against your adversary, they can do some incredible things for you. Validity executioners, in a word, can help you denounce. Presently, you may have heard the term arraignment when alluding to a president. In any case, here the word has alternate importance. In the specialty of persuasion, prosecution implies executing the believability of somebody's contention using one of three courses. How about we figure out how? The principal approach to impugn somebody's contention is by contesting the realities they're putting together their contention concerning. Prosecution through realities can be pretty much as straightforward as asking your rival how he's come to understand what he's asserting. On the off chance that you can show that his supposed realities are truly noise, his contention endures a tremendous blow. If your adversary's realities are right, yet she arrives at an unexpected resolution in comparison to you, you may need to utilize the second technique for denunciation, contesting her rationale. The creator once utilized this strategy against Julian Castro, Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Castro was contending the situation for conceding a great many undocumented foreigners' citizenship based on the accomplishments of some of them. The creator undercut Castro by calling attention to the that his decision didn't intelligently follow from his contention. Why, the creator asked, should a couple of uncommon cases decide the arrangement for the entire gathering? The third type of denunciation is the best, yet additionally the hardest. This is the prosecution of character. In a perfect world, you're attempting to demonstrate to a crowd of people that your rival is constantly lying, horribly one-sided, or ethically bad. At times, you can even denounce somebody by indicting an individual they're associated with. This is called catching a ride, and it's a procedure the creator utilized when addressing previous FBI Chief James Comey during the examination concerning the Hillary Clinton email outrage. Questions can assist you with understanding what they accept and why they trust it, and the way you'll best discuss it. They can likewise assist you check whether your jury is out there to be convinced by any means. An easy are you hospitable catching wind of this can prevent an excellent deal of squandered breath. Lesson number 3, various kinds of inquiries at various circumstances. The creator once aroused during a live TV meet with President Trump on the topic of decency in legislative issues. He mainly begun by basically expressing his assessment on the present issue. Be that because it may, all things being equal, he asked, for what reason is our equity framework more regarded than our political framework? Without expressing his assessment, by an enormous, the creator made a correlation between the two frameworks. What's more, he found out the president on how to examining why that's, albeit the creator had his assessment thereon as well. The creator had picked the right inquiry at the right time. For the foremost part, talking, there are two major classifications of inquiries. Within the first place, we've softball questions. Softball questions are simple inquiries that provide your partner tons of space to reply and commonly don't target coming to a meaningful conclusion. They are non-driving, which suggests they incorporate words like who, what, and while, permitting the addressed individual to manage the bearing of their answer. A real illustration of a non-driving, softball question is, all altogether, lead representative, what propelled you to pursue position? Eventually, however, you'll got to pose more diligently inquiries that assist you with affirming your point or delay down and negate your adversary's point. This is often the place where hardball addresses are available. These are driving inquiries that emphasize the particular inquiry as against the acceptable response. Believe the inquiry, didn't I counsel you to require out the rubbish today? The particular inquiry as of now infers the acceptable response is yes. Most inquiries are either hard or softball. However, another inquiry is in classification everything of its own. That's the difficulty. Why? Why can make an enormous difference? Simply consider if you asked somebody for what reason they murdered their spouse. How might you respond on the off chance that they said, because he was manhandling our kids? Consider the likelihood that each one, things being equal, they said, because he was wheezing. The thing that matters is stupendous. Lesson number 4, to be persuading, be genuine. The creator was once confessed that the key to being an efficient litigator is deciding the way to counterfeit genuineness. Presently, that's somewhat of a mystery. You can't counterfeit being earnest. Yet, you'll draw on genuine feelings which will cause you to seem to be more certifiable, sound, and agreeable to your crowd. Showing earnestness is sort of difficult. Fortunately, there are some basic dos and a few of important don'ts which will manage you on the way. The principle off-limits with regards to earnestness is affronted. Consider the large picture. How regularly have you ever come around to somebody's side after they offended you? All put-downs accomplish is making the other side protective and forceful, and making you appear to be trivial and shaky. The second genuineness executioner is deception. Holding your adversary to an unexpected norm as compared to your own will call the moral premise of your contention into question. However, the third truthfulness executioner is by a good margin the foremost exceedingly terrible, lying. An excellent many of us will excuse an innocent mix-up. In any case, they're going to not excuse somebody who purposefully turns current realities to deceive them. Also, whenever you've lost the trust of your crowd, you've lost your contention. What might be said about the dose of genuineness? To win your crowd's trust, you need to show that you're truly energetic about your convictions. Certified feelings are so significant because they show your crowd that you truly care. So attempt to get passionate about the fact you're attempting to get across. At times, this will be simple. In case you're attempting to convict a man who killed a kid, for instance, you'll presumably be loaded with profound feelings. In any case, how can it work for more ordinary issues, such as getting your children to arrive for supper as expected? What you'll have to do is track down a greater rule to get energetic about. On account of supper time, you could cause your children to comprehend that the issue isn't actually about them missing dinner or two. It's about them not regarding your time and your common time as a family. If you can hook on to a higher ideal, similar to family esteems, decency, or equity, you can get genuinely energetic about the littlest of issues. Lesson number 5, denounce a contention by scrutinizing somebody's realities, rationale, or character. You've quite recently found out about the three primary enemies of earnestness and validity: abuses, affectation, and lying. In case you're not cautious, they can without much of a stretch annihilate your contention. Yet, if you realize how to utilize believability executioners against your adversary, they can do some incredible things for you. Validity executioners, in a word, can help you denounce. Presently, you may have heard the term arraignment when alluding to a president. In any case, here the word has alternate importance. In the specialty of persuasion, prosecution implies executing the believability of somebody's contention using one of three courses. How about we figure out how? The principal approach to impugn somebody's contention is by contesting the realities they're putting together their contention concerning. Prosecution through realities can be pretty much as straightforward as asking your rival how he's come to understand what he's asserting. On the off chance that you can show that his supposed realities are truly noise, his contention endures a tremendous blow. If your adversary's realities are right, yet she arrives at an unexpected resolution in comparison to you, you may need to utilize the second technique for denunciation, contesting her rationale. The creator once utilized this strategy against Julian Castro, Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Castro was contending the situation for conceding a great many undocumented foreigners' citizenship based on the accomplishments of some of them. The creator undercut Castro by calling attention to that his decision didn't intelligently follow from his contention. Why, the creator asked, should a couple of uncommon cases decide the arrangement for the entire gathering? The third type of denunciation is the best, yet additionally the hardest. This is the prosecution of character. In a perfect world, you're attempting to demonstrate to a crowd of people that your rival is constantly lying, horribly one-sided, or ethically bad. At times, you can even denounce somebody by indicting an individual they're associated with. This is called catching a ride, and it's a procedure the creator utilized when addressing previous FBI Chief James Comey during the examination concerning the Hillary Clinton email outrage. While setting up your contention, you may be enticed to wait on the pieces and pieces that function admirably. However, you ought to invest the same amount of energy planning and cushioning your most fragile focuses, rather than essentially trusting that they will not come up. In the event that arrangement comes up short, and your contention is failing, there are still some very late salvage procedures you can utilize. There's a famous saying that goes, "When you're in an opening, quit burrowing." And this unquestionably applies to persuasion. On the off chance that you end up pushed into a factious tight spot, don't keep contending as you did previously. You need to cover your misfortunes. The primary thing you can do is make a redirection. Individuals, for the most part, don't prefer to interfere. However, on the off chance that you intrude on them with questions, you can stop their force and steer the discussion an alternate way, while maintaining the emphasis on them. Procedure number two is deconstruction. At the point when somebody is attempting to lay the establishing blocks for a staggering contention, attempt to challenge each small presumption they make. Questions like "how would you realize that?" and "how might you make certain of this?" will hinder your adversary enormously. Our third technique originates from another well-known axiom: there's no reason for flagellating a dead pony, however, then it can't hurt by the same token. If you have reality or contention on your side that functions admirably, simply twofold down. You can continue multiplying and multiplying down until you sort out some way to escape the contention. When in doubt, you can generally play technique number four, the casualty card. That is not especially stately, yet there's a motivation behind why it works. Individuals are normally compassionate to casualties. The previous Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, played the casualty card when President Obama assaulted him during the discussion around the Affordable Care Act. Obama guaranteed Ryan thought often less about youngsters than he. Ryan reacted with a progression of inquiries that featured the injustice of Obama's assault. One of these was, "How would you think it causes me to feel when you distort my confidence and my otherworldly convictions?" Lesson number 8. To dominate the craft of persuasion, set the straight assumptions and stay open. As a lead prosecutor, the creator enrolled numerous youthful litigators. Yet, before he employed anybody, he would cause them to demonstrate their persuasion abilities with a basic assignment: they had 5 minutes to persuade him to go see their number one film. Sounds adequately simple, correct? All things considered, even these youthful law experts frequently did inadequately. The uplifting news, however, is that they improved at persuasion over the long haul as they rehearsed on genuine cases in court. You, as of now, have every one of the abilities you need to advocate for your convictions with smart inquiries. With time and practice, you can sharpen them. Be that as it may, there are a couple of things you'll have to recollect en route. Persuasion isn't tied in with winning, it's about effective correspondence. What's more, to succeed, you need to fix the assumptions. How often have you seen somebody's view changed by a solitary discussion? Presumably not a lot, particularly with regards to more profound, hostile issues like firearm control and fetus removal. That is the reason it's unwise to get overeager with your points. If you do, you're simply setting yourself up for disappointment. As the familiar aphorism goes, you can lead a pony to water, yet you can't make it drink. Your point when convincing shouldn't be to constrain your audience members to concur with all that you say. It ought to be to direct them to reach their determinations dependent on the benefits of your contention. That is what is the issue here. Questions are an incredible method to delicately push your crowd the correct way, however, you'll need to allow them to make the last strides of convincing themselves all alone. What's more, you'll need to recollect that everybody tunes in their exceptional way, regardless of whether you're talking before a major gathering. Continuously consider how you can engage and contact every single individual from your crowd in their genuine lives. There's something last you need to recollect as you practice. When you're attempting to convince others, you should be persuadable yourself. This implies remaining responsive to new realities and viewpoints and changing your convictions when you're defied with opposing proof. All things considered, you can't anticipate that others should adjust their perspectives dependent on a decent contention in case you're not able to do likewise. The Myth of Sanity, Divided Consciousness, and the Promise of Awareness by Martha Stout. Book review with regards to persuasion, it's tied in with posing inquiries. If you know precisely the thing you're attempting to accomplish, which realities apply to your contention, and who you're conversing with, the correct inquiries can help you sidestep individuals' protections and prevail upon them. Questions enable you to rehash key focuses, show an issue in an adversary's contention, and lead individuals to reach determinations of their own that affirm your convictions. Start with your best.